Title: Clearing Break Tales from Scratch for Old School DNB Vibes Intermediate. Alright, let's dial in one of the most overlooked skills in old school jungle and drum and bass sampling: cleaning up break tales. Because here's the truth, the tale is part of the magic. That little bit of room tone, cymbal decay, snare verb, vinyl-ish haze, it's the glue. But at 174 BPM, that same glue can turn into mud real fast. Tails start stepping on ghost notes, your kick loses punch, the snare doesn't feel like it resets, and suddenly your rolling pattern just sounds blurry. In this lesson, you're going to learn a few different ways to control tails from scratch in Ableton Live, mostly with stock tools, and in a way that keeps the break feeling authentic. We are not trying to sterilize it, we're trying to make it hit hard and still feel like jungle. By the end, you'll have a clean edited break, a reusable tail control chain, and a really key old-school technique, splitting your break into a punch layer and a wash layer so you can keep vibe while staying in control. Let's go step by step. Step 0, choose and prep the break. Grab a classic, Amen, Think, Apache, Hot Pants, anything with real character and realness. Drop it onto an audio track. Now click the clip and go to warp settings. Turn warp on. Set the mode to beats. Preserve should be transient. And that envelope control, start somewhere around 40 to 70. The goal here is simple. Keep the transients crisp. Don't smear the attack. Next, right-click the clip and choose slice to new MIDI track. Slice by transient. This is a huge move for tail cleanup, because you get control hit by hit. Instead of trying to fix the whole loop with one gate, you can trim the snare tail without wrecking the hats, or clean the kick without making the ghost notes disappear. Now you should have a drum rack full of slices. Step 1. Identify what the tail problem actually is. Before touching any effects, solo this rack and listen like a surgeon. Is the snare tail bleeding into the next ghost note? Is there a hi-hat wash that's masking your shuffle? Is the kick leaving low-end rumble that's going to fight the bass line? Or is it that room tone fuzz between hits that makes the loop feel noisy and flat? Here's a quick teacher trick. Throw a spectrum after the rack while the loop plays. Watch what hangs around after hits. If you see low junk lingering below about 80 to 120 Hz, that's usually kick and room rumble. If you see splashy energy hanging in the 6 to 12k range, that's cymbal wash and harsh hat tails. And if there's this cloudy buildup around 200 to 500 Hz after the snare, that's that boxy room tail that makes fast DNB patterns feel clogged. Now you know what you're solving. Step 2, the classic approach. Gate the tail, but do it per slice. Open the drum rack chain list and focus on the main offenders first. Usually the main snare slice, maybe the main kick slice, and any super washy hat slices. On the snare pad, drop Ableton's gate. Start the threshold somewhere like -25 to -15 dB, and adjust while it plays in the pattern, not in solo if you can avoid it. You want the transient and body to come through, but the tail to get out of the way before the next meaningful hit. Attack should be very fast, like 0.1 to 1 millisecond. Hold is your keep the body intact control. Try 10 to 30 milliseconds. Release is your tail length. Start around 30 to 120 milliseconds. And here's the big vibe decision, the floor control. If you want it super tight and modern clean, set floor all the way down to minus infinity. But if you want old school feel, don't fully kill it. Set floor around -12 dB, give or take. That keeps a whisper of grime and room in the background, without letting it smear the groove. Now, if the gate sounds too choppy, like it's slamming shut, use a more expand Y behavior. You can do this by keeping floor higher, like -18 to -8, and using a longer release, like 80 to 180 milliseconds. That way the tail drops back rather than disappearing. You get control without that obvious clamp. Quick coaching note, don't set release by vibes. Set it by subdivision. At around 174 BPM, a 1/32 note is about 43 milliseconds, and a 1/16 note is about 86 milliseconds. So if your ghost notes are busy and you need space, aim your tail trimming somewhere in that 40 to 90 millisecond zone. That's the pocket where the next hit can speak. Step 3, transient shaping to push the attack forward and tame the wash. For this, use drum bus. You can put it on the whole drum rack, or just on a few keypads. On breaks, I often like it on the rack, then I'll do extra slice level tweaks if needed. Turn transients up, something like +10 to +30. You're basically rebuilding the front so the ear focuses on impact, not the decay. Use damp around 5 to 25%. This is amazing for controlling high-end tail, especially cymbal wash that just won't calm down. Crunch is optional, maybe 0 to 15% if you want extra bite. and boom, usually off for cleanup. Boom can easily add more low-end sustain, which is basically the opposite of what we're doing right now. One more pro workflow move. Try drum bus before the gate if your gate isn't triggering consistently. Stronger transients going into the gate makes the gating more stable. If you put drum bus after the gate, you're shaping the already trimmed sound, which can also be great. There's no rule. Try both and listen. Step 4. Surgical EQ for mud and fizz. Drop an EQ 8 either per pad or on the rack output. Per pad is cleaner, rack output is faster. For kick slices, do a gentle high pass at about 25 to 35 Hz. You're just removing useless sub-rumble. On snare slices, if the tail feels roomy or boxy, sweep a narrow bell around 180 to 350 Hz first, then also check 250 to 450. Old breaks often have a ring or box tone there that lingers and ruins fast patterns. For simple heavy slices, either low pass around 12 to 16K, or dip around 7 to 10K if it's harsh and splashy. And remember, EQ can be a tail tool. If the tail is mostly harsh high-end, you don't have to gate the whole thing. You can just remove the part of the tail that's annoying. Step 5. The manual old-school method. Microfades and clip edits. Sometimes gates pump weird. Sometimes one snare tail is just cursed. And sometimes, honestly, the most authentic jungle sound comes from manual edits. If you're working with the audio directly, consolidate first so the clip is clean. Then split around the problem hit. Turn on fades. Give yourself a tiny fade in, like 1 to 3 milliseconds, to avoid clicks. Then create a fade out on the tail, usually somewhere between 20 and 80 milliseconds depending on your groove. If you still get clicks even with fades, try a slightly longer fade in, like 2 to 5 milliseconds. Fade shape matters too. If Ableton gives you a curve option, try a smoother shape. And if the transient feels softened by longer fades, you can bring the snap back with drum bus after. This is the method when you want that chopped sampler feel, tight, controlled, but still human. Step 6, the two-layer strategy. Punch and wash. This is the big one. If you want old-school movement without the mess, you split the job. Duplicate your break track or your drum rack track. Name one break punch and the other break wash. On break punch, you're building the tight version. Start with EQ 8. High pass around 80 to 120 Hz depending on whether you want your kick living in the break or not. Add a gate with tighter settings. 4 to minus infinity, release around 40 to 90 milliseconds. Add drum bus. Transients around plus 20, damp maybe 10 to 25. Optional, saturator with soft clip-on. Drive maybe 1 to 4 dB for density without adding long sustain. On break wash, you're keeping the air in the room, but removing the body so it doesn't fight the punch. EQ 8 first, high pass somewhere around 300 to 600 Hz. You're basically deleting the chunk and keeping the SHHH and space. Then add gentle compression, like 2 to 1. Slow attack, 10 to 30 milliseconds so transients don't spike too hard, and release auto or around 80 to 150 milliseconds. Optional. A tiny bit of redux downsampling just for texture, but keep it light. Then pull the wash fader down until you feel it more than you hear it. Mute it, unmute it, and notice. The punch is your clarity, the wash is your soul. Arrangement tip. In intros and breakdowns, you can raise the wash a few dB and let it breathe. In the drop, tuck it down so the groove stays tight. That movement is very old record, old sampler, old rave energy. Extra advanced idea if you want even more natural control. Do frequency-dependent tail trimming. Split your break inside an audio effect rack into lows and highs. On the low chain, low pass around 200 to 400 Hz and do heavier tail trimming with gating or envelope control. On the high chain, high pass around 2 to 4K and do gentler trimming. This keeps low sustain from piling up, while letting a controlled top end survive. Step 7. Use simpler envelopes for invisible gating. If your slices live in simpler in slice mode, you can often control tails with the amp envelope instead of a gate. Go to a heady slice that chatters with a gate, and shorten the amp decay or release just a bit. This is one of those moves that sounds boring, but it's gold, because it doesn't scream I gated this. It just sounds like a tighter sample. Also, don't overclean slices you're barely using. If a hit is just a quiet ghost note, you can leave more of its natural tail. Over-editing ghosts is how you end up with sterile typewriter breaks. Step 8. Resample to commit. SP style. Once you like your tail control, create a new audio track called Resample Break. Set its input to resampling. Arm it. Record 4 to 8 bars of your cleaned pattern. Then consolidate that recording and, if you want, slice it again. This is a classic workflow for a reason. It locks in your decisions, makes the break stable, and gets you moving forward instead of endlessly tweaking gates. One more practical tip. When you're /B testing changes, match loudness. Throw a utility at the end of your chain and use gain to level match when you compare. Otherwise, you'll always pick louder and think it's better, and tail control is subtle enough that loudness bias will trick you. Step 9. Make it DNB. Program a pattern that benefits from clean tails. Set tempo around 172 to 176 BPM. Put the main snare on 2 and 4. Use ghost notes from the same break around the snare. A couple before, a couple after, just enough to get that rolling chatter. Keep kick syncopated, classic stagger jungle style. The whole point of tail cleanup is that you can now push density without it turning into mush. Your ghost notes read as rhythm, not noise. Quick advanced groove trick. Sometimes, instead of trimming the ghost note, trim the hit before it. Make negative space. Shorten the preceding tail so the ghost pops through naturally. And if you want extra punch without compression, try a pre-hit suck. Automate a tiny dip and gain just 10 to 30 milliseconds before a big snare transient. Just a couple dB. It creates the illusion of impact, like the sound is being pulled into the hit. Common mistakes to avoid. Don't overgate everything. If you fully remove all room tone, breaks can sound dead and fake. Keep some vibe somewhere, often in the wash layer. Don't set gate threshold by eye. Do it in context, ideally with bass playing, because bass plus break is where tail problems actually show up. Don't skip fades on micro chops. Clicks and pops will destroy your mix and make harshness feel worse. And don't try to fix tail mess with heavy compression. Compression usually brings tails up. That's the opposite of what you want. Alright. Mini practice exercise to lock it in. Take one break. Warp in beats mode. Slice to drum rack. Make a one bar pattern with snares on 2 and 4, and add 3 to 6 ghost hits from the same break. Split into punch and wash. This audio version is shortened for playback.